अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद के अष्टांग फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद के जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर सहित भाई मिश्र भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद के अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद के नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदिगौर भक्तवृंद के श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुन राधा कुन गिरी गोवर्धन के श्री वृंदावन धाम के श्री श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम के श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदी श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री गौरनिताय की श्री प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुण गरांग की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे दिस मॉर्निंग we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 22 and text prayer today we will read 26 27 28 and we will conclude on 29 so we repeat after me चारि वर्ण आश्रम यदि कृष्ण नाही भजे चारि वर्ण आश्रम यदि कृष्ण नाही भजे स्वकर्म करिते से रौरवे पड़ी मजे स्वकर्म करिते से रौरवे पड़ी मजे चारि वर्ण आश्रम यदि कृष्ण नाही भजे स्वकर्म करिते से रौरवे पड़ी मजे चारि वर्णाश्रम यदि कृष्ण नाही भजे स्वकर्म करिते से रौरवे पड़ी मजे चारि वर्णाश्रम यदि कृष्ण नाही भजे कर्म करिते से रौरवे पड़ी मजे
कृष्ण नाही भजे
Followers of the four social and spiritual orders of life. Yadi, if Krishna, Lord Krishna, Nahi, not, Vaje, serve, Swakarma Karite, performing his duty in life. Say that person, Raurave, in a hellish condition, Padi, falling down, Maje, becomes emerged. Translation and purport of Srila Prabhupada. The followers of Varnashram institution accept the regulative principles of four social orders, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, and four spiritual orders, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. However, if one carries out regulative principle of these orders, but does not render transcendental service to Krishna, he falls into hellish condition of material life. One may be Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, or one may perfectly follow spiritual principle of Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. But ultimately one falls down into a hellish condition unless one becomes a devotee. Without developing one's dormant Krishna consciousness, one can't be factually elevated. The regulative principles of Varnashram Dharma in themselves are insufficient for attainment of highest perfection. That is confirmed in the following two quotations from Srimad Bhagavatam. 11 chapter 5 and 2 and 3 verse. I will read it itself. Mukh bahu padebhyo pursasya ashramai saha chatvara jave varna gunai vipradaya prithak. Translation. From the mouth of Brahma, the Brahminical order has come into existence. Similarly, from his arms, the Kshatriya have come. From his waist, the Vaishya has come. And from his leg, the Shudra have come. These four orders and their spiritual counterparts, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, combine to make human society complete. Next. Ya esham urso sakshat atma prahvamishwaram na bhajanti ajananti sthanat bhrashta patantyadha. If one simply maintains an official position in the four varnas and ashramas, but does not worship the Supreme Lord Vishnu, he falls down from his puffed up position into a hellish condition. And next one. Jnani jivan mukta darsha painu karimane vastutah buddhi sudhnahe krishna bhakti vine. There are many philosophical speculators, jnanis belonging to the Mayavadi school, who consider themselves liberated and call themselves Narayan. However, their intelligence is not purified unless they engage in Krishna devotional service. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly instructing, imparting knowledge, especially about Bhakti Yoga, Sanatana Goswami. You know, Lord Chaitanya visited Varanasi two times. While he was coming from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Varanasi and he stayed some time there, spent some time in Varanasi, and his two main associates, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, the two personalities, they were living in Varanasi, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew them there. So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent couple of weeks in Varanasi, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, Braja, of course, for Allahabad, Prayag, on the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati, Prayagraj, and eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Mathura, Braja area, and first thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Mathura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a holy dip at Vishram Ghat in Jamuna River. First thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vishram Ghat, very celebrated, most celebrated bathing ghat on the bank of Jamuna, Vishram Ghat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a holy dip, and after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Janmasthan, birthplace of Lord Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took darshan of Keshav Dev, great grand of Krishna, Vajranath. He especially established in Braj Kshetra, the name comes as Dev. In Mathura, in Vrindavan, Vajranath established the deity Govinda there. On the birthplace of Krishna, Mathura, Keshav Dev. And again in Giriraj Govardhan, on the bank of Mansi Ganga, Hari Dev, and another deity established of Krishna by Balaram, by Vajranath deity, Bala Dev. So, however, I went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Mathura, Braj, and first thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, he did parikarma of 84 kosh. 84 kosh, circumnavigated all the, visited all 12 forests of Braj, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned. While returning, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came again, second time in Prayagraj, and that is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Rupa Goswami. Description that approximate 10 days continuous Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instruction to Rupa Goswami. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded towards Jagannath Puri, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Varanasi. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Varanasi, Banaras, Kasi, at that time Sanatana Goswami came from Ramkeli Gram, village of Sanatana Goswami was Ramkeli. From there he came to Varanasi. And as soon as Sanatana Goswami entered in the city Varanasi, Sanatana Goswami came to know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present there. He was also in Varanasi. Sanatana Goswami had heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Vrindavan. So all the way Sanatana Goswami coming from Ramkeli to Vrindavan, so on the way he came to Varanasi, and that is the place where he, Sanatana Goswami, met to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then approximately more than 2 months continuous, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted transcendental knowledge for Sanatana Goswami. This size-wise is the big instruction. Many, many chapters describe about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving instruction to Sanatana Goswami. So, it is Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that, Krishnadas Kaviraj described that. First of all, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed supreme blessing, mercy to Sanatana Goswami. And not only the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered with a spiritual potency, especially Jnana Shakti, to Sanatana Goswami. First, bestowed his supreme blessing, mercy, and same time he empowered with spiritual potency, Jnana Shakti, so that Sanatana Goswami can hold, get, assimilate that knowledge. And then he started many subject matter, of course, regarding bhakti. This chapter describes the process of devotional service. Sambandha, Abhidhe, Parjojan, he already talked about Sambandha. How we are related to Krishna, what is our relationship with Krishna, what is the relationship with Jiva and Ishvara, living entity and Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed the subject matter in this particular chapter, and this part description about Abhidhey, Prajoj, Sambandha, our relationship. We must establish our relationship with Krishna, we must understand what is our relationship with Krishna, and then how we can obtain and that sambandha, we get that sambandha. So here Abhide, that is called process of devotional service. This verse talks about Varnashram dharma. Chari varnashrami yadi Krishna nahi bhaje. Any person who is following rigidly, nicely, very faithfully the principles of varnashram dharma. There are four varna: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. And their spiritual counterpart, Brahmacharya, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. Nicely following, very nicely, faithfully, honestly, but in case, with unfortunately, if Krishna nahi bhaje, he performs his religious duty, Varnashram dharma, very nicely. But if unfortunately, yadi, if that person, Krishna nahi bhaje, he doesn't render devotional service in the lotus feet of Krishna, then swakarma karite. He is performing his swakarma very nicely, but he will come, he will end up in swakarma karite se rau rave padi maje. Eventually, if he is not rendering devotional service of lotus feet of Krishna, he will fall in the hellish condition of life, suffering towards the end. So, unless swakarma karite, very strong word Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, swakarma karite, though he is following all regulated principle of varnan and ashram, still, if he is not rendering devotional service, then swakarma karite padi rarave madhu. In Bhagavatam, many times, repeatedly, this knowledge is imparted. One dharma swanushita punsam vishwak sena kathasuya na utpadayed yati rati srama eva hi kevalam. Dharma swanushita, su-anushita. Anushthan means perform. You are doing. Su-anushit means very perfectly, very nicely, very seriously, very honestly. You don't any single aspect, everything you perform. Dharma su-anushita punsam. But if vishwak senu kathasaya na utpayede yadirati, you are doing all these things, we are doing all things, if that does not invoke, increase our rati, prem, love in the lotus feet of Krishna, then very strongly Saunak Rishi, no, sorry, Sutta Goswami, Srama Eva Hi Keval, all this only, a useless labor only. Nothing else, nothing, not going to get anything. So, there are different processes of self-realization. Vedic literature describe many, many processes, different cultivation of jnana, of course, karma, karma yoga, cultivation of karma yoga, cultivation of jnana yoga, and cultivation of mystic yoga, and eventually bhakti yoga. So all, unless we render devotional service in lotus feet of Krishna, unless bhakti, without bhakti, jnana, karma, jnana and yoga, they can't give desired result, not success. All other processes of for self-realization or God-realization or mukti, all other, they are completely dependent on bhakti. Without bhakti, all other so-called, even authorized method for self-realization, they are very weak and they are insignificant, and they could not produce the desired success in our life. We may not produce. So, if really one person becomes qualified, eligible, enough to enter in the kingdom of God by Kuntha, then there should be complete purification should be there. Here, last prayer talks about Jnani Jivan Mukta Dasha Painu Karimane. Jnani, the person who cultivates knowledge, especially empiric knowledge, especially cultivate the impersonal feature of Krishna. You are very much attracted that part of impersonal feature, impersonal aspect of Krishna. So sometimes they consider, they think that Jnani Mukta Dasha Painu Karimane. They are in illusion. They consider themselves that I have got the jivan mukta dasha. I am liberated while I am living in this material body. Jnani jivan mukta dasha payanu karimana. He considered himself that I have elevated myself on the level of liberation. Though I am living in this material body, still I am Prabhupada said, and they address each other Narayan. In Vedic literature, Dand Grahana Matrena Unsa Bhavati Narayan. He simply grab to hold. This coughing is my long man, very old friend. He not give up me. So they consider themselves that I have elevated myself of the mukta dasha, mukti, though I am living in this material body. So here, jnani jivan mukta dasha payanu karimane. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, vastuta buddhi sudh nahe Krishna bhakti. Their intelligence, their intellect is not at all purified unless and until we engage ourselves in devotional service. There is no question of complete absolute purification of our heart. And unless and until our heart is completely 100% purified, we can't get the mukti, liberation. In Vedic literature described how our consciousness can be purified when we engage our senses in the transcendental loving service of Krishna. Then Krishna enters through our senses in our heart. Srinatam Sokatha Krishna Punya Sarana Kirtana. When we engage our senses in the service of Krishna, especially ear, engage ourselves hearing Krishna Katha, then through our holes, channels of the ear, Krishna enters in your heart. Srinatam Sokatha Krishna Punya Sarana Kirtana Hridanstah Yabhadrani Vidhinoti Suhritasam. Of course, already he is present there as Paramatma. Paramatma, super soul, is situated in every one's heart. But Paramatma is not so much active there. Though he gives some intelligence, matta smritari jnana pohanam cha, minimum required knowledge, intelligence we get there, is not so much helpful, so much active, but again Krishna enters through our senses. He is the seed, the deity. Through our eyes, Krishna enters on heart. When we hear Krishna Katha, Krishna enters through the channel of ear in the heart. Parvishta karna randhena swanam bhava saroruham dhunotu samalam Krishna salyasya jatha sarat. And when Krishna enters, then he completely purified. 100% purification takes place when we engage our senses in the service of Krishna. And here, Dhunoti Samalam Krishna Salyasya. One thing, it is well known that in that country, India, especially in this rainy season, waters become polluted, muddy, whitish, all the rivers. So, but when Sarat Ritu comes, Sarat Kartik came, as soon as even few drops falls on the river, completely whole river completely purified. All the dust they settle on the bottom and the water become bluish, clear, greenish blue. So, few drops of water is good enough to purify whole existence of the river. Mississippi, that in Sarat, in rainy season becomes muddy, whitish color, but in Kartik month and before Kartik Altaka Sarat, if the clouds send forth water in the and fall in the river, immediately river completely become purified. This is well known fact. So similarly, when we engage ourselves in service of Krishna, immediately our whole existence completely becomes purified. Purification from yoga, mystic yoga and jnana and karma also takes place. They are not 100% useless. But that purification is compared, suppose, in a jar, in a colors, or then pot, you put water, dirty water. And sometimes all the dirt settles on the bottom. That appears that the water is completely purified. But as soon as you shake that jar, immediately it can become, or someone stir that one, water immediately become muddy. So, through the method cultivation of karma, jnana and mystic yoga, that is for little, for a short period, if our existence becomes purified. But as soon as we come, that living entity comes in the touch of any object of sense gratification, immediately become impure. So, by the yoga, karma, and jnana also, but it is not a complete purification, it is not entirely pure, our existence completely become purified when we engage in the our sense in the service of Krishna. So here Chaitanya, jnani jivan mukta payinu kari mane. He thinks that I am completely, the water put in the jar and all the dirt has settled on the bottom, so it appears the jnani also in the same condition. They think that I am purified. Of course they are purified, but as soon as senses come in the touch with a sense object, immediately all things become dirty. Consciousness of vastutah buddhi shuddhanah. Actually, by the yoga, karma and jnana, the intelligence is not purified at all. And also now in Srimad Bhagavatam very strongly, Sreya Sritim Bhakti Mudasya Te Vibho Kleshyantye Kevala Bodha Labdhaye Tesha Masau Kelesala Eva Shishyate Nanyat Yasthastul Phul Tushava Ghatina. Of course, Brahma talks about Sreya Sritim. Sreya Sritim Bhakti. Bhakti is all auspicious path for self-realization. But Sreya Sritim Bhakti Mudasya Te Vibhot. O Krishna, bhakti, devotional service, is a auspicious path for us. But if someone rejects this process of devotional service and he engages himself in the cultivation of jnana, in order to get jnana, cultivation of knowledge, tesha maslo kleshala eva tise. Towards the end, that person becomes very much frustrated and all his endeavors turn into simple, useless labor only, parishram. Example is given, nanya yatha sthul tusava ghatina. Sthul tusa. Tusa means husk. Outer part of grain. Bhusa. What do you say? Tus. Outer part of the grain.
Shell.
Husk. like a big pile of husk is there, big. A mountain of husk there. Where all the grains have been taken out. No grain is existing. But if someone comes there, but the husk looks like grain, especially the paddy, rice, it looks like rice. But if the husk there, all the grains are taken out, and somebody comes and sees that the mountain of husk is there, and he has started husking. So he is not going to get any grain, because grain is already separated from them. So Brahma says, nanyadastha sthula tu savaghatina. A person who is husking the empty husk, he is not going to get any grain. He may get labor or pain in his muscle. So similarly, if we reject devotional service and we engage ourselves in cultivation of jnana or following the regulative principle, karma, or even mystic yoga, we will get only pain in our muscle, useless waste of time and energy. Tesam asrav kleshala yosis nanya thasar. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on this particular part, the varnashram dharma, very nice, you must follow. Without following varnashram dharma, we couldn't elevate. It will be really tough, difficult to come to higher platform. You must, but it should be always with bhakti. If we follow the regulative principle of varnashram dharma, varna and ashrama, and same time we cultivate Krishna consciousness, to some extent it will help. Without bhakti, jnana, karma and yoga, they are not going to give us any desired result. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warning that sometimes the jnani, Mayavadya, thinks that I am liberated. Liberation means purification of heart, means heart should be, there should be no like illusion, a jnana should be not the kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsa, lust, greed, envy, anger, envy. So this purification takes place when we engage in devotional service, then our heart becomes free from kaam, lust, free from krodh, anger, free from greed, and free from envy. The most dangerous impurity in our heart is envy. We are envious to other living entity, not only other entity, we have put ourselves in such a place, we are envious to even Krishna and Krishna devotee. So this should be removed, and total, complete, entire purification can take place only when we engage ourselves in the pure devotional service of Krishna. So in the 4-5 verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted two verses also. Even some Brahmana, elevated Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, but if they don't follow, they don't engage themselves in devotional service, even from that platform they fall down. Brahminical, if we have cultivated Brahminical qualification, but if we are not cultivated Krishna consciousness, then that we may not be remain forever on the Brahminical status. We fall down, either any burn up. So in order to maintain that position, Brahminical, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, or Shudra, you want to remain there, so support of bhakti should be there. If support of bhakti is not there, so simply by karma and policy, we could not maintain that, so we fall down. And very strongly, rau rave padi maje. they fall into condition, the hellish condition of life, and in hellish hell, only there is suffering and nothing more. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Sanatana Goswami here, in Varanasi, right, sitting on the bank of Ganga, Madhikarnika Ghat or Dasaswamedha Ghat, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting. So I think I should stop here in the question or comment.
So we're encouraged to study, we're encouraged to study. So in one sense, it's like cultivating some jnana, some knowledge. So is that a detriment? Because to see the gopis and gopas and Vrindavan, they just were naturally attracted to Krishna. They weren't worried about speculation or jnana or any mystic yoga, but they were spontaneously attracted to Krishna. But maybe we don't have that platform, so we should cultivate jnana and, and perform some, at least all the preliminary duties in order to awaken that Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is there, but it's covered over. Some people are spontaneously attracted, and some have to perform some jnana and yoga and some preliminaries, maybe.
In Bhakti Rasamrita's description that jnana, karma, and yoga, they are not the part, they are, most of time, they are not, in beginning, little help is there, but eventually they are not very much help, substantial helpful. Because the jnana makes our heart hard and dry. And in hard and dry heart, the creeper, seed of creeper of devotional service doesn't fructify or germinate. It is too hard, dry. Put that seed of devotional service, it doesn't fructify or germinate. Sometimes it makes hard. But in the beginning, and especially when description by Gyan, empiric aspect of absolute reality. If you are cultivating that empiric nirvisheshvad, mayavad, but if you are cultivating knowledge about nature, swabhava of Krishna, how Krishna is so merciful, how Krishna is so beautiful, how Krishna is loving, so this type of understanding, certainly it is helpful. We know about Krishna, we talk about the knowledge about Krishna, beauty, Krishna, mercy, how Krishna is affinish towards the living entity. So that is certainly helpful, not only helpful, that is also part of pure devotional service. But jnana means, especially in Rudh Artha, it is used. Jnana Yoga means cultivation of empiric aspect, impersonal aspect of absolute reality, Krishna.
Hare Bhagavanj. Within ISKCON, devotees are doing a lot of studies. They do a lot of studies, Bhakti Shah, Sri Diskat, Bhakti Bhaiva, and so forth. They're doing these studies, they're getting jnana, they're getting knowledge of it. But they're utilizing it in Krishna consciousness. They're using it to preach, So if they're cultivating knowledge and they're preaching, is that considered a devotional service?
I should not comment on that aspect. However, Anyone in Brahma. Jnane prayasya mudapasya namanti eva jivanti san mukharitam bhaudiye varta. Yes, Brahma says jnane prayasya. Prayasya, endeavor of jnana. They udapasya, they throw and completely reject. Not only jnana, they reject doing any effort. Any endeavor for jnana. Jnane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti sunya. Simply they hear Krishna katha and they offer of sensible deity. That person, though Krishna is ajit, no one can conquer Krishna, but if give up the reject the prayasa effort, endeavor of jnana, and simply Jivanti san mukhartyam bhavadiya varta. Simply hear Krishna katha from the pure devotee and offer of senses. Means engage himself in it. Then, though Krishna is ajit, no one can conquer Krishna. His name is ajit. Unconquerable, but that devotee, if he engage his senses in service of Krishna, he can conquer very easily. Of course, Krishna becomes like a prisoner or captive, no. Abducted. Krishna become bound. He could not move from there, interstellar. So, at least in the Srimad Bhagavatam, jnane prayasam udapasya, Sanskrit subject, they reject endeavoring for cultivation of jnana. One thing is that rejecting jnana is next aspect. They don't make any effort. They don't do anything for cultivation of knowledge, jnana. But in, of course, Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti is a nice word is used there. It mixes Bhakti, then it will work. And it will desirable in him. So that is, you know, very nicely that they have chosen the word Bhakti Shastri. Shastri become expert in Shastra, but not only Shastra, but Bhakti. There's a mixture of Bhakti is there.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you. The Prabhu was asking about devotees doing Bhakti Shastri, whether that's a bhakti, right? Something like that. But that is bhakti because we're reading Prabhupada's books and studying in detail. So how can we have any doubt that it's not bhakti?
That is bhakti.
Yeah. Prabhupada wanted us to study his books.
Okay. I do not discourage anybody that must do bhakti shastri. Bhakti, Vaibhav, many really must obtain. That is nice. But even without that Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Iha yasya harir dasye karmada manusa gira nikhilasu api avasthasu jivan mukta shauchate. Yeah, if someone has strong desire, he has developed intense desire to serve Krishna, karmada manusagira. If he has taken decision that now I will serve, I will engage myself completely in service of Krishna, if he has developed that desire, though he is not able to cultivate Krishna consciousness nicely, engage, simply he has developed desire. Iha yasya harer dasye karmada manusa gira nikhilasu api avasthasu. He may be any condition of life. He may be living in material body, but that person should be jivan mukta. He should be considered liberated while he is living in this material world. He is living in this material body. Simply he has taken decision. Tomorrow onwards, or today onwards, I will do nothing. 24 hours reserved only for cultivation of Krishna consciousness. simply has taken decision only, केवल निर्णय लिया है, अभी कर नहीं रहा. Still he should be considered jivan mukti, liberated. So bhakti is so important, so powerful. You may not be able to engage yourself in cultivation or bhakti due to your financial situation, to your physical situation, maybe your social situation, economic situation. You may not be able to cultivate Krishna consciousness, engage your sense in hearing and chanting. But if simply you have simply taken decision, today onward, I have taken a vow, sankalpa, that I will do nothing but simply I will engage myself in devotional service. And then Nikhilasu api avasthatu, though he is living in a material world, material life, in material body, but he should be considered jivan mukta, liberated while he is in material body, material situation. So this is important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about, in this chapter at least, talks about importance, super excellence of devotional service. Other processes are there, but super excellence method, super excellent method in devotional service. Here, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described super excellence, excellency or excellence of devotional service. Oh, ठीक, I think I should stop here. जय श्री प्रभुपाद की, श्री चैतन्य चैतन्यमृत की.